joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 4-0 win at Tooting in the Surrey Cup. Alan, it's taken us four attempts, but we've finally beaten them, and in emphatic fashion as well.
I'm pleased, because there was a lot of things said about how we beat with three times, twice comfortable, to be honest. So it was important that we got some pride back in the place. We said that we wanted to have a go at them. We might play them one more time before we end the season, hopefully. That's up to us, what happens from now on in. But I'm delighted about the win. It's a great win, great place to come, and a great win for us. So yes, very happy.
The late penalty made it 4-0. Would that put a fair reflection on the scoreline?
I think so. I thought we should have had another penalty, to be honest. I thought it was a handball. I can't remember us getting trouble. I thought the back four were excellent. I thought Jimmy Baer, captain's performance, Nick Rundell was excellent, Wayne Finney was excellent, and young Robert coming in for his debut, excellent. Credit to Adrian Webers and the youth team that we had him in there. Adrian's been pushing him for the last couple of weeks, and we thought it was the right time to give us his debut tonight. He's took it, and he's outstanding. And young Mark come on as well, who have done well, so I'm pleased.
In the first half, it was three clinical finishes to put us 3-0 up, but it was three great assists as well. They were all-round team goals.
Yeah, that's what we've been missing, and I'm delighted. I thought Lodgy was superb first half. I thought he was absolutely excellent. And I made an example again in the change room, how hard he's working, and we're trying to get it in his game, and he's come on a ton. When I first signed him, I had a shabby player who would take two or three people on but do nothing else. Now I've got a player who will score goals, take people on, and work very hard for the team, and he gets appreciated by his teammates now. Turn up on time all the time he is. He's doing all the right things, and I think the future looks bright for him, obviously with Kingstonian.
People might point to the fact that Tooting were missing a few players, but you can only beat what's in front of you, and we were missing a few as well.
Just two players, I think that's all, and we had a few missing, he had a few missing. I don't say when we had a few players missing the last time we played them, that's rubbish. When we played them in the third, fourth game of the season, we had Luke Gerrard off, and we had, I think Huckle pulled his hamstring, and Liam Cockle pulled out and all that. So I'm not having all that. Now it's a win against the second top team. I'm not going to, because on Saturday some people were saying, oh, it's Ernie Winsable, now it's Ernie Tooting and Mitchum, no, it'll be Ernie Dover. It's bollocks, really, to be honest. I'm not having all that. No, I'll stick with other lads. That's a great win for us.
And how much confidence does this give the team at this critical stage in the season?
Well, to be honest, it's always saying we've been in a cup final, but we've got another cup final Saturday, and as simple as that. And I'm very lifted about Saturday. We'll train hard on Thursday night, ready for Saturday. There's a good feeling in the camp. We're looking forward to a game Saturday, but it's a bigger game than it was tonight, Saturday, and very much up for it. And we'll hopefully, it's a great game for our player.
Do results like this sum up the frustration of being a football manager? We can come to second place team in the league and won 4-0 comfortably, but then we drop silly points and we're seventh in the league at the moment.
We're kind of worried about what, we could have said, oh, what happened if I'd have beat Waltman Casuals? What happened if I'd have beat Waltman Hersham? Mursley's won, obviously. You can't Eastbourne away. You can't look back. If you look back, you go down there. If you think, oh, what could have been? What matters is the next 8 games, 9 games, including the cup. That's the only thing what matters. I'm not bothered about the Mersey game now or whatever. That's gone. And at the end of the season, we might look back. But now it's 8 games, 24 points to play for. And that's all I'm worried about. I'm not worried about anything else. And 2 games, 7 goals, a clean sheet. That'll do for me, to be honest.
Tommy Williams picked up what looked like an odd booking at the end. What was that for?
He said it was for time wasting, and we're in the 94th minute. And 94th minute, and he took a free kick too early. And it's a 94th minute, we're 4-0 up, and obviously we've got loads of time to waste. So 20 seconds later, he's blew a bloody whistle, but he's had a good game, a ref, he's done alright. But I think, what are you doing there? That's a daft booking, if I had these cameras and all that and stuff, I would appeal against it, but we haven't, so we've just got to take it on the chin.
You don't strike me as being a superstitious man, but the last time we got to the Surrey Cup final, we finished 7th and missed out on the playoffs by points.
That's why I'm the manager got the sack, we keep saying, don't we? I am not superstitious whatsoever, I don't believe in anything like that, to be honest. Life's got too many problems about being superstitious, to tell you the truth. And I hear players who are superstitious, I take a mick out of them, what's the point? It's 11 against 11, and to be honest, I'm not into all that. All I'm bothered about is, obviously, I'm delighted to get the final. It's one of them, it's good for the club, good for the fans, who deserve a lot. And obviously, if we can get to the playoffs as well and get promotion, then it'll be a double whammy, but I'm not interested in sevens and six in the league. I want to get in the top five, and I want to obviously win the final.
Who do you fancy in the final of the Surrey Cup, Woking or Whiteleaf, or does it not matter?
No, obviously it does. I think we're working. I need disrespect about Whiteleaf, and Dave Swindlehurst has done a good job then. But working, in the tradition of the fans, I think working's where we should be, We used to play against them a few years ago. It'd be good for the fans to go back against someone like that. And I think, tradition-wise, that would be excellent for the football club.